Okay, I'm back here. And I got Duncan Finnegan. Duncan Finnegan. That's hard to say. Finnegan. In the studio with me from the Multicultural Cinema Club. Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, Jess.
Crazy. It's a crazy house in here today.
I'm actually enjoying the Scottish weather we're having today. It's very rainy, so I'm feeling very at home.
You know what? That's exactly what I thought when I went out the door. I thought, God, this is like a Scottish day with this mist, and it's warm, and it's thick, and it's weird. But you're right. It's very cool. So I need to, I mean, I know, tell me how you got involved with the Multicultural Cinema Club. This is awesome.
Well, I came to Canada 3 years ago.
Yeah. Let's go do your backstory. How'd you, I mean, you're from Glasgow.
I'm from Glasgow. Hello there.
Glasgow, you're right. So why Canada?
Why Canada? Well, I had wanted a change of life, you know. And
what were you doing in Glasgow?
Well, I worked in the film industry. I've made 6 feature films. I've worked on a lot of documentaries. I've worked on a lot of undercover work and things like that as well. So I've done a lot of scary work, which I never really wanted to do because I kind of like my life.
Like you were an MI5 type of guy?
No. I was working with a lot of documentary filmmakers who did a lot of undercover work.
Yeah.
But if that's
kind of exciting, though.
It was. And I used to go on drug raids for the BBC.
I was going to say, did you do stuff for the BBC? That's really exciting.
Yeah, I worked very well. I worked for the... Actually, I've got a twin... I've got an identical twin brother, and he's cable guy. He is cable guy, right? And he works in Glasgow. So I had to take the job that I was doing with the police in Edinburgh because he goes to people's homes.
Wow.
And he didn't want him to walk in one week and go, hi, I'm here to do your cable. And then the next week I'm standing there with 300 cops. Okay. 50 cops with a camera going, hi, I didn't install your cable. My brother did, but...
Wow. My mother's and I had an identical twin, too. Her name was Coral. That's who I've named
really?
After.
Really? Yeah, wow.
Yeah, so identical twins are very interesting people.
Yeah, well, the thing is, my brother and I are identical, but he's really good looking. Okay, I use that one all the time.
Oh, you're not so bad. You're not so bad yourself.
Oh, thank you very much.
I sound like Gianca Meschi here with Phyllis Diller. Did you hear that interview? Holy God, she was... anyway, never mind that. So how did you get... Why Canada?
Oh, why Canada?
Why this area?
I've got a friend, not just one. I've got more than one friend, but I've got a friend who lives here. And he's like, hey, come along, come and visit Canada. And I came here in 2006 and watched on a video here. And then left, and then I really liked the feeling here. And I come from a fairly rough part of Scotland, where sectarianism is rife, and people all with colours and names and so on and so on.
True.
And really.
I used to live in Belfast, and people, so I know what that's like.
Someone asked me the other day, is it still like that? I'm like, yes, in certain parts of it is, but Scotland is a beautiful place.
Yeah.
But for me, I never really wanted to have any children there and living in the environment that I came from, so... I came here. And I'll give you an example of how I was walking my dog one night at 11 o'clock. There's 3 young boys walking towards me. So I hold the dog tight. I'm expecting them to say something because I'm thinking it's kind of like it's late night. It's 3 young guys. And as they're walking by, one boy opens his mouth and says, nice dog. And I was like, wow, thanks.
Oh, you're used to the... Yeah, it can be pretty rough on the streets late at night. But over here, it's... you know, it's not, it can be that way. It just depends where you are and what time of night you're there. But for the most part, it's pretty safe around here. But so how'd you get involved with the Multicultural Cinema Club?
Well, that's the kind of thing I did in Scotland. So when I came here, I looked at what was available, who was doing what. I'm just checking out the scene, you know, because I was very immersed in the scene in Scotland. Mm. I knew everyone to a certain extent, and I knew what people did what and so on. And it was just me finding that out. So the Multicultural Cinema Club came on my radar, and I was writing some stuff. It was to do with immigration.
Okay.
It never came to fruition, but I still have a lot of the work for that, and that's on a shelf. But the Multicultural Cinema Club was setting. No one was really doing anything with it for a while.
So
I came along, and I had new ideas, and I had new things I wanted to do, and I hadn't made a film of my own in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of put it on a hiatus. And now I'm back on track. And
there's a little short that I saw on Facebook called The Runaway, which is very good.
Oh yeah, well that story in itself is a beautiful story because young Brendan came. We ran an actor's workshop,
Mm-hmm.
And young Brendan came to this acting workshop. In fact, he was the only one that turned up. Right. Aww. So, but our publicity was last minute, so he was the only one that turned up with his father. And we thought, well, let's run it anyway. Let's see what we can do with this, right? A young Brendan was doing a scene with his dad. Mm-hmm. And you can see there's a real connection between him and his dad, but there was also, he's going through a lot of kind of teenage angst just now.
Mm-hmm.
And not understanding that his dad, he says, well, my dad doesn't understand me. His dad's taking him to these things, right? His dad obviously understands very well. Brendan has Down syndrome. Right?
Yes,
and he says to me, he says, no one's going to employ me and no one's going to make a film for me. And I was like, I don't think that's fully true.
Yeah.
But what I'll do for you is here with the Multicultural Cinema Club, I'll make you a short film, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we made a short film with Brendan, and Brendan is amazing. He's great.
He's great. Yeah.
You know, and it's great giving him direction because he's like, look, I'm an actor, I know what I'm going to do, and I'll just give you what I've got. And I'm like, good.
Yeah. Right?
So, and I work a lot in improvisation. Mm-hmm. I do that with you because I work a lot with a lot of non-actors, or semi-pros, and I like to hear people hesitate. I like to hear people stutter. I like to hear people. I like to feel someone's being real rather than
it's more human.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
And so that's a lot of my influences come from a lot of filmmakers like that, you know, and I like that. That's the kind of things I want to represent.
And Gary Kirkham is also in this little short too.
Yeah, Gary's great.
Yeah, he's very good. So that's a nice little piece. What filmmakers do you like? I'm curious. What filmmakers do you like? I'm curious.
Oh, filmmakers.
I work in a video store, you know.
All right, okay, right. So, John Cassavetes. John Cassavetes is also, he's from the 70s, 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
And I love the fact what he did. He went on a radio show I think it was the 50s or 60s. I think 60s. And he put a challenge out. The presenter put a challenge out to the listeners to give, I think it was $2 or $5. He needed $2,000 to make a movie. He just says, yeah, I need $2,000 to make a movie. And a guy threw out the question to people, would they donate to make this movie? And he got $2,000. He's like, oh, okay, so I guess I got to make this movie. That was the beginning of his career. But he's an actor, and he worked with actors. And I loved his movies because they're really intense.
Mm-hmm.
And I like people sticking with a scene. It feels uncomfortable. Like, we all watch TV, we all watch so much things, and it's quick cut, quick cut, quick cut.
Yeah.
We all can edit with the eye, because when you see something that's maybe not, you think, that should cut right now.
Yeah.
I like when it doesn't.
When it doesn't cut. When
yeah, it feels like, well, why is that not
the
cut?
The camera rolling. Yeah. Oh, that's great. Okay, so now you're involved with Multicultural Cinema Club. You have something called Café Flickr. What is this?
Café Flickr originated 10 years ago in Scotland. I was a part of a film corporation in Glasgow. Yeah.
So he's taking his ideas from Scotland, bringing them over here.
It's not my idea, it's someone else's idea, so I'm just...
Yeah, but it's a good idea.
Yeah,
it's a great idea.
It was a great idea, because I would turn up with any movies that I made, and a lot of them were in work in progress, you know, and that's good, because I would take that to an audience of filmmakers, or peers, or whatever kind of practice you were from. And I would get feedback, and that feedback was valuable, because I would sit on an edit and think, that's great, oh yes, okay, great. But it wasn't, because it would be like, oh, what about that? And then questions would arise from that. And when those questions arose, then when I took that to a festival, I could answer the questions, because I was already asked them.
Right.
You know, so one of the things we have on Saturday night at the Queen's Commons Cafe from 6 till 9 is Café Flickr.
Right.
It's an open door policy. You walk in, it's like open mic for artists, right? You come in, whether you're an actor, a musician, you have a film, you know, anything goes.
Right.
And we're looking to see how it, because it's our first night with it on Saturday, so we'll see how it works. I'm going to film it, and I'm going to cut it together and have it as a monthly piece of work that you can see, and you can see artists. And the biggest thing for me is about collaboration.
Right, yeah.
People will see... You know,
there's a lot of it going on. I mean, Save Us Houses was just here. And you guys are just talking.
Yeah.
So I could see them definitely coming in and checking out one of these nights.
Yes.
You know, or playing live there. You also have an open house coming up. When is that? That's soon.
Yes. We
it's
have
a big
that.
Weekend for you guys this weekend.
We have Café Flickr on Saturday. We have the open house on Sunday.
Right.
And that's basically, I don't have access to my internet connection right now, but that's basically showing what we have equipment-wise. We have three professional cameras. We have a Red Scarlet. A Red Scarlet is shot. Well, I'm sure you know, but like whoever doesn't know what it is, like Red Scarlet, Red cameras are shot. Hollywood movies are shot on these cameras. Okay. We have one downtown. We rent that out. We also look at people who can't afford things, and we can help work and within their means to help them get whatever film they want to make. We also have two other pro cameras, which we have out all the time, and we have a lot of edit suites. We have people who run workshops.
Right.
It's a really good resource.
Yeah.
And one of the things that for me as a filmmaker, I just love it. I work in my passion every day.
Yeah.
You know, and that's how I look at it. Yeah, so the open house is on Sunday. My colleague Jeremy will be running that. And that is above the Queen's Commons Cafe. And
yeah. Right in the hood.
In the hood, right in the hood.
Right in my hood. Right in the hood. Right on Queen Street, which is great. Yeah, the Commons is an awesome place. What else do you guys have coming up?
Well, we have an event called The Month of Sundays.
Okay.
The Month of Sundays is showing films from local filmmakers, but also, well, I'm going to have one of my feature films screened on the 17th of February.
Okay.
17th of February.
Okay.
I as I said, I've made 6 feature films, and 2 of them I'm very proud of, and 4 I'm like, ugh.
Are they on IMDb?
No, I haven't put anything on IMDb at all. You know, I haven't.
What are they about?
The one I'm going to be screening is about a guy, John Dick, and he basically lags his way through life to get what he wants. And he basically, it's a kind of romantic comedy.
John Dick, yeah, good name.
John Dick, you know. It's actually based on a guy I know who's called James Dick, but we changed the name. I'm kidding. John, I'm kidding, John. I did another one called 4 Eyes. My films have been screened practically all over Europe.
Wow.
It never came to North America.
So we're lucky to have you here. Like, I didn't even, like, I just met you. Well, that was weird. I was at Queen Street Commons and there was no room. Yeah. So we were all sitting at the one table.
Yeah.
That was amazing. It was me and Lawrence McNaught, the lovely and talented Lawrence McNaught from the Registry Theatre. He's actually going to be coming in here every third Wednesday of the month with stuff that's going on at the Registry.
Oh, brilliant.
Gary Kirkham and Kathleen Sheehy all at one table. So that was like, wow.
Yeah. The Commons is great for that.
Yeah, the Commons is great for that.
Yeah. And Gary talks about being there and getting jobs because people will meet someone. Hey, you got a job, want to do this? And that's, you know, it's a great meeting space.
Yeah, yeah. It is. Yeah. It's a really, well, we want to welcome you. Welcome you to, I'm sorry that you've been here 3 years. And wow.
I've been here 3 years, but I've been going through the immigration process.
Yeah.
Which is quite long, you know.
Yeah.
So I've been sitting on my hands for 2 years.
Oh.
Not doing nothing. I've been writing and formulating ideas.
Oh, that is great.
Yeah.
That is great. Do you have a, like, there's a website, right, for Multicultural Cinema Club?
There is. Website is through the Working Centre.
Okay.
So
you can go to the Working Centre and click on Multicultural Cinema Club. I saw that.
Yes.
And it's a nice looking website and it has all the events that are coming up.
Yes.
So this Saturday is Cafe Flickr. I think that'll be great. I think that's going to do really well. And then there's an open house on Sunday. Do you have a song you would like to hear?
Yes, actually.
What?
Rayla Montagne. I don't know if I'm saying his name right. And it's called Trouble.
Okay. What is his name? I have to do this because I'm calling it up on YouTube.
Ah, okay. It's so Ray. L-A-M-O-N-T-A-G-N-E, I think. And if I'm spelling it wrong, Rayla Montagne.
Rayla Montagne.
Rayla Montagne.
Rayla Montagne.
Trouble.
Trouble?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see if I can find it. Can you hear me? Doesn't that sound great, that noise?
Yeah.
I'm an audiophile. Let me see if I can find this. Rayla Montagne. Trouble. There it is. I did find it. Okay,
yes.
Hold on a minute. I'm calling it up. Do I sound like Alan Bennett? I'm calling it up. Bloody advertising. Hold on a minute.
Oh, well, that advertising is over. I don't know.
There we go.
What?
There we go. I got it. Well, you know what? I'd like to thank you so much for being my guest. This has been great.
Thank you.
And please, you know, when you guys have stuff coming, you know, you're doing stuff, please let us know.
We will do.
Bring stuff down to the video store. Because we're right down the street from you guys, so this is perfect for us. And I wish you all the best. here in town and also with the Multicultural Cinema Club. So here's your request. Here is Ray LaMontagne and Trouble on Coral FM. Ray LaMontagne for Duncan Finnegan. Thank you so much for being my guest.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And we'll talk to you again sometime soon. Is there anything else you want to add?
I just wanted to say one thing. Yeah, that song we just had, listen to that, is really special to me and my wife, who I met here in Kitchener.
Oh, excellent.
My wife, Jane. And yes, and that's one of the biggest reasons why I actually now live in Canada. Because I fell in love with someone from Kitchener.